This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Well, thanks for that juicy fact, Keith Cam. Of course, today is World Toilet Day. Mm-hmm. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with...
Audrey Raj, who is changing her toothbrush today.
And Arvind Yuvraj, who has a toothbrush protector.
Oh, yeah. I should get myself one of those two.
Yeah. And also our producer of the day is Christine Wong. Say hello, Christine.
Hello.
Here's a little tip. Close the toilet lid when you flush.
But still.
Then it can't spray up and get airborne. You see, that's why they have a lid.
You know, it's lunchtime, right?
I know. I didn't choose World Toilet Day today.
Smack in the middle of lunchtime.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we will be having an adult discussion today about censoring streaming services. If you have seen any news over the last couple of days, or if you take an interest into this kind of stuff, it has been all over the news, of course. There's been discussions and kind of in, out, flopping in, flopping out about people saying that they think Netflix and other streaming services should be censored. Then they're saying, no, I didn't actually say that. And then somebody else is saying, well, you've actually been involved with a different streaming company. And, it's one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
It's a topic that has been discussed before. But we thought we'd look at it, you know, from a few different angles and see what, you know, we can have an interesting debate and discussion about it, right?
Yeah.
That is what we're asking today. The question is, are there pros and cons to censoring a streaming service? You know, a simple question. Let us know what you think. Get us via WhatsApp. 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number. Twitter or Instagram, we are at BFM Radio. A question again, are there pros and cons to censoring a streaming service? Then we're going to move on to story number two. The streaming tsunami.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Of course, we have to be speaking about this if we're speaking about streaming
services.
Of course. Yeah. And then we're wrapping up with...
a story about a startup that thinks that it can fix broken corporate culture.
What's wrong with corporate culture? I thought it was all perfect and wonderful.
It's broken.
Oh, it's broken. Right. Let's first start off with a bit of a case study. Now, this discussion of whether or not we should censor the internet has been something that has been a growing issue over in India over the last couple of years. India is home to the world's largest film industry and one of the planet's largest audiences for cinema. It's also constantly struggling with the challenge of censoring movies, and things have gotten a lot more complicated in the past few years with the rise of international streaming video platforms like Netflix and Amazon Prime. Streaming content produced locally and overseas isn't regulated in India, which means they appeal to citizens looking for uncensored shows and movies. But many people in India's largely conservative society take issue with the depiction of nudity, sex, violence, and messaging that criticizes the country and its leaders. What they started doing is that there are, of course, some enterprising companies that snip bits out of movies, and their actions are based on notions of upholding tradition, values, and religious belief, and they generally take the form of attacks on freedom of expression and vigilantism and that kind of stuff. Now, in this climate, there's no framework for censoring content on video on demand service, and that's a problem for the Indian government, as well as for the people who are opposed to others viewing uncensored material in the privacy of their own homes. But it's also one of the reasons why Indians are subscribing to streaming services in large numbers, because they don't want to see censored material.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what they have asked, the government has asked that some of these streaming services adopt a voluntary censorship code that kind of compromises on the uncensored content that attracted viewers in India in the first place, right? That's what they've been looking at. But in today's connected age, censoring content will push people to seek out uncensored material elsewhere, which will then lead them to cancel subscriptions and encourage piracy. You can't censor the internet. If people want to look at something online, they will find a way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this, the other issue is, if you start censoring locally produced content, for a lot of people, they might see it as becoming unremarkable, you know, and it might be difficult for them to get their locally licensed stuff shown overseas because people won't take it quite so seriously if you're adding these arbitrary kind of guidelines on one thing or another. And at the end of the day, why do we have to start acting like even adults need parental supervision, right? Mm-hmm. We should, in the safety of our own home, choose what we want to watch as grown adults.
Yep.
If we do not want our children to see uncensored material, as everybody has been saying and harping on the internet for the past few days, there are ways and means of stopping your children from seeing censored material. First and foremost, you don't allow your children access to the TV. That would be number one. Number two would be engaging the parental controls on these streaming services. Mm-hmm. That is number two.
Yep.
It's not rocket science to stop people from watching this stuff if you don't want them to see it. Also, you have rival streaming services who are coming up saying we are the world's first ethically streaming TV. So no, you're not. You know, at the end of the day, you're not. More to the point, I saw this on Facebook, and it was a really interesting discussion. I think they've got the idea of ethics and morals wrong. You know, that's where the end of that is. And I've seen it on Facebook today. I forget who I saw it from, but whoever wrote that, you're exactly right. You've hit the nail on the head. Where do we stand with this today?
And so we were, because we asked the question, like, you know, what are the pros and cons of censoring like a streaming service or any online service that we have? And I was like struggling to think about one thing that I could think of why we should censor our streaming services. Like if I wanted to censor Netflix, why would I do it? And right. I couldn't think of one.
Yeah.
Because I think censorship, especially after the internet, especially after 1999, is an obsolete term. It should have been obsolete a long time ago. People saying you want to censor the internet, people saying you want to censor even TV programs. But TV, it's cable's an old concept. So cable can be censored is fine, but censoring anything on the internet that people have access to is an obsolete concept. Trying to do it is putting yourself in an even bigger mess, because you're just drawing attention to the one thing that you want to censor, and people online will find ways to go find that thing or seek out that thing. We have people here, like locally, who have Disney Plus and who have Amazon because they use VPN. It's a known thing. It's like an open secret.
Yeah.
So even if you geo-block services, even if you don't want a certain service to be shown in that country, people will find ways to watch your service legally and pay for it, even if they don't live in the countries where it's available. So if people can do that, and these are not even like hackers or professionals or whatever, these are just people behind their desktops or laptops looking for ways to watch content. So if people can figure out how to do that easily, you cannot censor stuff online. And I don't think there's any good that comes out of censoring stuff online, because then you're just not educating people. You have to educate first before you censor. You keep censoring and people don't learn anything.
Let me give you one example where perhaps it might be a good thing. So when Amazon Prime launched in India, they started out self-censoring by chopping a section of the car show, the Grand Tour, so as not to upset people. And when they were asked why, he said, well, on the fourth episode of the series, Jeremy Clarkson drives a car made of animal carcasses, looking through a windshield made of cow's innards. The hour-long episode has been shortened to half its length, and there is no meat car in sight. Now, Amazon India responded soon afterwards saying, well, it will keep Indian cultural sensitivity in mind while offering this content to customers. So would that is something I think, you know, I understand why that has been censored.
Yeah. But then also, you just gave him way more publicity.
For sure.
By doing this. So
for sure.
They did, it's obviously for shock value. They want people to watch their content because it's shocking.
Yeah.
Now, by censoring the content, you just gave him way more attention than he would have got normally. Like, I had no idea this happened. But now, because we're talking about it here, because they censored it, now I'm going to be like, oh, that sounds gross and terrible. But now I know about the show.
And I want to go see what he did, you know, why he was doing that. Not possibly. Not you personally, but some people might. Not only that, though, but local content producers here are already complaining that there are too many guidelines. You know, we can't do this, we can't do this, we can't do that, we can't do the other. No, there's a whole bunch of other issues attached to it, but they feel as though they're limited to what they can and cannot talk about. Odds.
Yeah, you guys just basically answered everything out. But like for me, I mean, coming back to why this is happening in India, I think it's more, if it's about the nudity, if it's about the foul language, I think there's parental control for things like that, yeah. Right? But I think this actually just comes down to, there's one line in the article that says the reality of operating in politics and culture and things like that, that they're trying to kind of shelter their citizens from,
yeah.
Which is wrong.
Yeah.
We are today global citizens. Everything is accessible online. So why is it that something that you have paid for to stream in the comfort of your own home, why should that be censored if everything is accessible online already?
I can't swear at work, so I want to be able to swear and hear people swear in the comfort of my own home.
Just
a silly example.
Yeah. Coming to the politics stuff, that you see that part is interesting because let's say you censored Hasan Minhaj's Patriot Act on Netflix. You didn't let people watch it because it's political. And because you censored it, person A says that Hasan said something like this and person B says Hasan said something like that. As someone who might be interested in politics but doesn't have access to the actual content, you're going to have two different people saying two different things.
You've only heard half the story.
Yeah, yeah. And people are going to be able to skew whatever he said. Instead, if you gave that person access to Hasan Minhaj's program, then they're going to be able to decide for themselves, political or not. So again, that it makes it worse to censor the program, even if it's heavily political.
Interesting debate we're having so far, folks. Do join us, of course. The topic of discussion today, are there pros and cons to censoring a streaming service? Let us know what you think. Get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram, at BFM Radio. After the break, we'll be speaking to the former Director General of FINAS, a clip we've got from the evening edition of last night about whether or not we need to censor streaming services. Music to take us out, it is the Datsuns with In Love. We'll be back after these messages on World Toilet Day, BFM 89.9.
Banish feudal mentality. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Audrey Raj.
Arvind Raj.
With you all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. We're discussing whether or not there are pros and cons to censoring a internet streaming service, or rather a TV and film streaming service. It's a hot topic conversation right now. It's been in all the papers. It was even on the evening edition last night, where they managed to speak with Dato Kamil Othman, the former Director General of FINAS. We're going to have a clip from him right now.
It's all about a matter of balance, right? Because it's one man's meat is another man's poison kind of thing. So that's the balance we have to be looking at. So, that's how it is. I mean, they can be regulated, but again, will it be worth the while? This is, the parental control is only one of the tools that's available. So, meaning that it cannot be seen as the one-all and the be-all. It should be seen as just one of the tools. But the real solution should be in the real control is that of the parents and, in some ways, the education system. So when it comes to parents, I mean, I think we were referring to earlier about parents having a responsibility to actually educate their children as well as to what's, I would put it as what's culturally correct in some countries and what's not culturally correct in some other countries.
That's his opinion. We've asked for your opinion. We've got a couple over on Twitter with Arv.
Yeah, so this comes from, that's my full name, who says, we become so fragile and we'll lose it when we go overseas. We'll also become more creative in getting uncensored content. Are the memories of Philip and his bag of pirated VCDs. He'd come to our office and meet us at the fire escape, had great titles of classics and world movies. So this is a perfect point. Like piracy spiked like crazy because of censorship, because we couldn't get so many movies and stuff that were, stuff that was banned, stuff that they wouldn't show on TV. Mm. So people would find ways to get it at your, like, Pasamalam or, all those, like, hole-in-the-wall shops and stuff. The only reason they stopped is because they had better access and better internet connection. So they were doing it online.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
They're doing it themselves.
Themselves. I would be really interested to find out how well Astro did after they started giving out HBO titles uncensored. Like Game of Thrones was uncensored on their streaming service, on demand. So that'll be an interesting study to see how many people actually subscribed and started paying for Game of Thrones once Game of Thrones became uncensored on their platform.
Interesting idea there. Mm-hmm. Over to WhatsApp with Oats.
Yes, so I've got a text here from Sai Yao Yang who says, censorship only ever benefits the people who want to impose the censorship, never the people who are supposed subjects which the censorship is intended for.
Mm. I've got one over on Insta Story, the real Real Madrid, who said having a child or an age lock on certain content is good. Why would you censor it for adult users, though, is the question.
Yeah.
So, okay, here's my point, all right? I don't want this to sound like a rant, but can we go back to the days? Rich, I'm not sure if you will remember this, but where we had those, like, I think we still have it, like your 18SG, 18SX, and ratings like that for your shows. But everything would be censored to begin with. Mm-hmm. You know, so all the violence would be removed from the 18SG shows. All the nudity or whatever, everything was censored down for every show that was rated to begin with. But now on Netflix, we have those ratings. And if you watch closely, it tells you exactly what to look out for. Yep. So you can actually just, if you want to watch something and something's going to offend you, like maybe religion or nudity or something like that, then it's there for you. You know, as you are starting to watch the show, that that's what you can expect in the show. So why are we even having this discussion? We are all adults here.
Yeah.
You know, those who are 18 and younger, there are ratings to show you that they should not be watching this. Mm-hmm. And for the rest of us, we're all adults. So why can't we just be discerning in the content that we choose to watch?
But you see, even with the 18SG, 18SX and stuff, they would still censor the content of the movies, mm-hmm. which to me it didn't make sense because like, let's say even stuff like I what did I see recently that was like 18 Joker, so that was 18SG for violence, but then they still censored like certain language, like words and stuff would go out,
parts
and
of his diary was were censored as well,
blurred out, which is a huge part, or look into why he did the things he did in that movie. So you're removing plot from the movie for me, and as an adult walking into like an 18SG movie, and as an adult in his 30s, you make someone feel like a child when you censor stuff on screen, because like, why are you blocking stuff for me and now I'm losing out on the plot?
And now, you know, part of you, and I know part of you, will want to go out and buy that Blu-ray or however it is
for sure,
so you can see those bits that you were blocked from seeing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and to touch on what you were saying, Ords, about, you know, why can't we just go back to the thing? We have a thing in the UK called the Watershed, and I don't know if you've heard about this, where TV up until 9 p.m. is seen as family friendly. Anybody can watch up until 9 p.m. There will not be scenes of sex, violence, or nudity at all up until 9 p.m. But any time after 9 p.m., it's a known thing. After 9 p.m. on TV, you might see scenes of violence. You might hear bad language. You might see small amounts of nudity. But, you know, this is all understood and agreed upon by the licensing body,
mm-hmm.
you know. And things like movies that, and to kind of move into cinemas and theatres and whatever, if it's a movie that is classified 18 or whatever it is, you will not see a child in that movie theatre at all. Because these movie theatres have been told this movie is for 18-year-old people and above. We don't want to censor it. Do not take your children in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is the issue. It's not about whether or not we should be allowed to see this content.
Yep.
It's people being stupid and taking their kids in to see movies that they shouldn't be taking them in to see, and then complaining, my children is seeing this, they're being exposed to this, they're being exposed to that. No, you are exposing them to this, you know?
So this is one end of the problem, and then, mm-hmm. of course, there's the other end that we were talking about earlier, where everything that was rated 18 mm-hmm. was already censored to begin with.
Yeah.
You know? So the rest of us, mature adults who would like to enjoy some violence, you know, on the weekend as escapism or something like that, you don't get it as well, you know, just because. So for me, it just never made sense. Why rate something that and then have it censored already? But now finally we are enjoying shows, you know, we choose to watch these shows for whatever brings us enjoyment.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're talking about bringing back this censorship. So for me, it's just like, no, I do not see any pros in censoring streaming content.
Which is precisely why we've asked that question. You know, are there actually any pros to doing this other than, you know, potentially making some more money from somewhere else? Let us know what you think.
There's also the fact, the one thing I think might warrant censorship if it is complete hate speech or propaganda.
Right.
Stuff that is against a certain kind of ethnicity or a certain kind of people, racism, then maybe. But even then, Disney Plus has a bunch of shows from a long time ago that is not politically correct. So what they do before the show is they put up a sign saying that this was made before so-and-so time. It might not represent a certain culture or certain people the right way, so apologies in advance. So again, it comes down to education. You need to tell people how things were or what's wrong so that they are not completely shielded from it, so that they get to make up their minds by themselves on their own.
Yeah. I mean, and then, even though they're telling you this at the beginning of that movie or whatever, you can come away having seen it and it can have been racist and it can have been offensive. And part of you will be like, okay, for a while, Disney were pretty racist. They were pretty offensive.
Mm-hmm.
But they've learned from it, you know. And what have they done? They've gone on to produce better content because of it.
Mm-hmm.
We need to take a break. Music coming up next from the Doobie Brothers. Do you know what Doobie means?
Yeah.
Right. If you don't know what Doobie means at home, folks, I'll tell you now, without not censoring, it means to smoke a joint. That's what it means. Music for it is Rocking Down the Highway here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.